The One in the Middle is the Green Kangaroo by Judy Blume, illustrated by Irene Trevis, read by Lisa Patriarca, literacy coach. When you hear, turn the page. Freddie Dissel had two problems. One was his older brother, Mike. The other was his younger sister, Ellen. Freddie thought a lot about being the one in the middle, but there was nothing he could do about it. He felt like a peanut butter part of a sandwich squeezed by Mike and Ellen. Every year, Mike got new clothes. He grew too big for his old ones. But Mike's old clothes weren't too small for Freddie. They fit him just fine. Freddie used to have a room of his own. That was before Ellen was born. Now, Ellen had a room of her own. Freddie moved in with Mike. Mom and Dad said, "It's the boys' room." But they couldn't fool Freddie. He knew better. Once Freddie tried to join Mike and his friends, but Mike said, "Get out of the way, kid!" So Freddie tried to play with Ellen. Ellen didn't understand how to play his way. She messed up all of Freddie's things. Freddie got mad and pinched her. Ellen screamed. "Freddie Dissel!" Mom yelled. "You shouldn't be mean to Ellen. She's smaller than you. She's just a baby." Ellen didn't look like a baby to Freddie. She didn't sound like a baby either. She even goes to nursery school, Freddie thought. Some baby! Freddie figured things would never get better for him. He would always be great. Freddie figured things would never get better for him. He would always be a great, big, middle nothing. Then one day, Freddie heard about the school play. Mike had never been in a play. Ellen had never been in a play. This was his chance to do something special. Freddie decided he would try it. He waited 2 whole days before he went to his teacher. "Miss Gumber," he said, "I want to be in the school play." Miss Gumber smiled and shook her head. "I'm sorry, Freddie," she said. "The play is being done by the 5th and 6th graders, the big boys and girls, like Mike." Freddie looked at the floor and mumbled, "That figures." He started to walk away. "Wait a minute, Freddie," Miss Gumber called. "I'll talk to Miss Matson anyway. She's in charge of the play. I'll find out if they need any 2nd graders to help." Finally, Miss Gumber told Freddie that Miss Matson needed someone to play a special part. Miss Gumber said, "Go to the auditorium this afternoon. Maybe you'll get the part." "Great," Freddie hollered. Later, he went to the auditorium. Miss Matson was waiting for him. Freddie walked right up close to her. He said, "I want to be in the play." Miss Matson asked him to go up onto the stage and say that again, in a very loud voice. Freddie had never been on stage. It was big. It made him feel small. He looked out at Miss Matson. "I am Freddie," he shouted. "I want to be in the play." "Good," Miss Matson called. "Now then, Freddie, can you jump?" What kind of question was that? Freddie wondered. Of course he could jump. He was in 2nd grade, wasn't he? So he jumped. He jumped all around the stage, big jumps and little jumps. When he was through, Miss Matson clapped her hands, and Freddie climbed down from the stage. "I think you'll be fine as the Green Kangaroo, Freddie," Miss Matson said. "It is a very important part." Freddie didn't tell anyone at home about the play until dinner time. Then he said, "Guess what, everyone? Guess what I'm going to be?" No one paid any attention to what Freddie was saying. They were too busy eating. "I'm going to be in the play," Freddie said. "I'm going to be the Green Kangaroo." Mike choked on his potato and knocked over the whole glass of milk. Ellen laughed because Mike spilled his milk. Dad jumped up. He patted Mike on the back to make him stop choking. Mom ran to get the sponge. She cleaned up the spilled milk. Freddie just sat there and smiled. "What did you say?" Mike asked. "I said I'm going to be in the school play. I said I'm going to be the Green Kangaroo." It can't be true, Mike yelled. Why would they pick you? Because I can jump, Freddy said. I can jump too, Ellen said.
Everybody can jump, Mike told them.
Yes, but not like me, Freddy said. And besides, I can talk loud.
I can talk loud, Ellen said.
Listen to this, and she screamed.
See how loud I can talk?
That's enough, Ellen, Mom said.
Dad said.
Freddy, I think it's wonderful that you got the part in the play.
Mom kissed him and said, We're all proud of you, Freddy.
Ellen laughed. Green kangaroo, she said over and over again. Mike just shook his head and said, I still can't believe it. He's going to be the green kangaroo?
It's true, Freddy said. Just me. All by myself. The only green kangaroo in the play.
The next 2 weeks were busy ones for Freddy. He had to practice being the green kangaroo a lot. He practiced at school on the stage. He practiced at home, too. He made kangaroo faces in front of the mirror. He did kangaroo jumps on his bed. He even dreamed about green kangaroos at night.
Finally, the day of the play came. The whole family would be there. Some of their neighbors were coming, too. Mom hugged Freddy extra hard as she left for school. We'll be there watching you, green kangaroo, she said.
After lunch, Miss Gumber called to Freddy. Time to go now. Time to get into your costume. Miss Gumber walked to the hall with Freddy. Then she whispered,
We'll be in the second row. Break a leg.
Break a leg, Freddy said. Miss Gumber laughed. That means good luck when you're in a play.
Oh, Freddy said. I thought you meant I should fall off the stage and really break a leg.
Miss Gumber laughed again. She ruffled Freddy's hair. Freddy went to Miss Mattson's room. The girls in the sixth grade had made his costume. They all giggled when Miss Mattson helped Freddy into it. His green kangaroo suit covered all of him. It even had green feet. Only his face stuck out. Miss Mattson put some green dots on it. We'll wash them off later, okay?
Okay, Freddy mumbled. He jumped over to the mirror. He looked at himself. He really felt like a green kangaroo.
It was time for the play to begin. Freddy waited backstage with the fifth and sixth graders who were in the play. They looked at him and smiled. He tried to smile back, but the smile wouldn't come. His heart started to beat faster. His stomach bounced up and down. He felt funny. Then Miss Mattson leaned close to him. She said, They're waiting for you, Freddy. Go ahead. He jumped out onto the stage. He looked out onto the audience. All those people were down there, somewhere. He knew they were. It was very quiet. He could hear his heart. He thought he saw Mom and Dad. He thought he saw Ellen. He thought he saw Mike and Miss Gumber and his second grade class and all of his neighbors, too. They were all out there somewhere. They were all in the middle of the audience. But Freddy wasn't in the middle. He was all by himself up on the stage. He had a job to do. He had to be the green kangaroo. Freddy smiled. His heart slowed down. His stomach stayed still. He felt better. He smiled a bigger, wider smile. He felt good.
Hello, everyone, Freddy said. I am the green kangaroo. Welcome.
The play began. Freddy did his big and little jumps. Every few minutes, one of the fifth or sixth graders in the play said to him, And who are you? Freddy jumped around and answered,
Me? I am the green kangaroo.
It was easy. That's all he had to say. It was fun, too. Every time he said it, the audience laughed. Freddy liked it when they laughed. It was a funny play. When it was all over, everyone on the stage took a bow. Then Miss Mattson came out and waited for the audience to get quiet. She said, A special thank you to our second grader, Freddy Dissel. He played the part of the green kangaroo. Freddy jumped over to the middle of the stage. He took a big, low bow all by himself. The audience clapped hard for a long time. Freddy didn't care much about wearing Mike's clothes anymore. He didn't care much about sharing Mike's room either. He didn't care much about that Ellen was small and cute. He didn't even care much about being the one in the middle. He felt just great being Freddy Dissel.